Well, if you can ignore the sound of my knees knocking together, I think we'll be able to get through this. Okay, I wanted to talk a little bit about being prepared for the coming of Christ and how important it is that we need to be prepared because we don't know when it is and it's going to come sometime, so we got to be prepared. I want to read Matthew 25, verses 1 to 13. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And five of them were wise, and five were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. If you think about it, it really is foolish that they took no oil with them. They knew that they were going to be waiting for a while. They had no idea when the bridegroom was coming, and they didn't take any extra oil. It doesn't make sense at all. And then verses 5 to 6, it says, while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept, and at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. And there's obviously a bunch of excitement there. I mean, they had to know that they were going to have this excitement. They had to know they were going to be prepared. And they couldn't follow a single task of just bringing extra oil. They just didn't do it. Then verses 7 to 8, it says, then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps, and the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. They were hopeless. There was nothing they could do. The bridegroom was coming, and they were out of oil. They couldn't just easily go get some. They needed some. And the wise weren't going to give them any, because they knew that they needed theirs, and there wasn't going to be enough. Then verses 9 to 10, it says, but the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. When it says the door was shut, I have to think of Noah and the ark. The door was shut. They closed the door. The people that were in didn't want to come out because they were glad where they were. They had followed the orders and they had gotten in. They were safe. The people that wanted to come in, they couldn't. The door was shut. They were hopeless. They were lost. Then 11 to 12, it says, afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. It also makes me think of the kingdom of heaven. We spend our lives here on earth. Our goal is to get to heaven. We want to be ready. We spend our lives preparing for when Jesus comes, and we miss one simple little task that Jesus asks us to do. The simplest little things, just bringing extra oil. That's not hard. And we get to heaven, we forgot to do it. We didn't do it. We neglected to do it. And the door is shut. God says, I know you not. Then verse 13, this is the verse that brings it all together. Without this verse, it really has no meaning. This verse brings it all together, says what God wanted you to hear in this. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. We need to be prepared. We need to be watching. The simplest little task that God asked us to do, we need to do it. We need to do it perfectly. We can't just decide, well, it's a small task. You know, it's not something amazingly hard. But we can do it good. I mean, it'll surely pass. We need to make sure because we have one chance. We need to do everything right. We need to make sure we get that chance done. And then we can get in the kingdom of heaven. And that's all I had.